Here are your latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Tom Hill. Midfielder Kevin De Bruyne suffered a fractured nose and eye socket in the Champions League final defeat against Chelsea. The 29-year-old was replaced in the 60th minute by Gabriel Jesus after a collision with Antonio Rudiger. He tweeted on Sunday night, "I feel okay now. Still disappointed about yesterday. Obviously, we'll be back. I just got back from hospital. I diagnosed it as acute nose bone fracture and left orbital fracture. I feel okay though," he said, of course. There are no indications yet whether Hill or midfielder will miss the Belgian first game on June the 12th in the European Championships against Russia. He might have to try and wait until the end of the tournament to feature. City lost the final, but the German Rudiger took to Twitter on Sunday to try and get in touch with De Bruyne. He said, "I'm really sorry for Kevin De Bruyne's injury. Of course, it was not intentional. I've already been in touch with Kevin personally, and I really wish him a speedy recovery, and I hope we can see him back on the pitch very soon," he said. Into other news with the Euros, and Raheem Sterling would have a queue of clubs interested in signing him, according to reports. Trevor Sinclair believes all the signs point that Sterling wants to move on in the close season. He told TalkSport Breakfast, "I might be wrong, but I'm reading between the lines in the media that's been released. I think they're prepared to let him go. There's a potential move for Raheem this summer. You look at the individual, there's very few rumours coming out that Man City are preparing to listen to offers. You look at the way he's played during the season at Man City. He's been superb. He believes he'll have no shortage of offers, despite his lapse in form of late. He believes he's still the man for a lot of teams around the world." And Peter Shilton has urged Phil Foden to put his Champions League heartbreak behind him and emulate Paul Gascoigne at major tournaments. He's England's most capped player with 125 appearances. He believes Foden has the ability to take Euro 2020 by storm, in the same way Gascoigne did at the 1990 World Cup in Italy. He told the PA news agency, "It's difficult to compare players, but certainly made a tournament. You get a young player who makes a grip of the tournament. Foden's got the ability. You've got to have a lot more than that, though. You need the character to influence the team. Gazza had that. It didn't faze him, and he's got to go and grab it," he said. That's all then for the latest headlines. We will have more news later.